Time now for our Tech Watch report with CNET executive editor Ian Schur. Well, it's an idea that many in the tech world either love or hate. Twitter is doubling the length limit of tweets. Users will now be able to use up to 280 characters. Ian, if we want to do that, we could just go read Facebook.
Yes, well, that's one way you could look at it. Look, you know, part of the problem that Twitter's had recently is that they really struggle to get people to use it. You know, they've got 300 some odd million users. That is it. They haven't grown. They've actually gone backward in some ways. And so that's really frustrating for them. And they are trying to find the answer. The easy stuff like solving harassment or the Russian involvement in the election, all that, they're still working on it. But they think by increasing number of characters, they're at least going to make it less frustrating to actually tweet, which may be helpful. Hopefully, though, that doesn't mean that it increases the trouble they have with all the trolls and everything.
Okay, less frustrating. The truth is, if you can't get your words down, I'm somebody who talks too much. And so the idea of having to keep it tight is just such a good exercise.
I love it. As a writer, it is one of my favorite things. Twitter has changed the way I think about writing. And I'm not overstating that. It literally has. And so I think that basically doubling that space has already, I've noticed, I feel a little lazier. And I think that a lot of people are going to realize, oh, this is kind of frustrating. But frankly, I think that we are in the minority. I think a lot of people who want to use Twitter but haven't yet but are worried, frustrated by this specific issue are really just want to have something they can output into, right? And they can just tweet into and have fun. They don't want the challenge of having to rewrite the thing two or three times just to get it right.
Life is a challenge. Come on. You know, we've got a little haiku club here. There are some of us who like to put any day, you know, the day's frustrations or anything really into a haiku, Ian. I think we're going to have to do that a little bit.
Maybe. But only in 280 tweets, no longer.
No, okay. it's a lot shorter than that. All right, so one of the site's most prominent users is the president. A year ago today, he won the election. Do you think he's changed how politicians use social media?
Oh, without question. I think if you look, and we have this really interesting story on CNET about it, different ways that he has changed the dynamic in politics. I mean, we are now used to every time something happens, we are looking to his account. I think even if you look at the business world and how many teams of people are paid ungodly amounts of money to be awake at 5:30 in the morning around here, just so they can be prepared if Trump tweets something at them. This has changed the dynamic of everything. And also, by the way, his feuds have changed the way that Washington works. Those feuds that happen largely on Twitter have affected his agenda, have affected, you know, possibly how the election came out yesterday, all these types of things. And so it's really fascinating because this is a very different presidency than we've had before. Mm-hmm. And it's teaching us a lot about how we look at the office and the person in it.
Thanks for talking to us, Ian. Always a pleasure. See that executive editor, Ian Schur. You can hear our Tech Watch reports weekdays at 1:50 on KCBS.